ATMs first appeared on street corners more than four decades ago and became commonplace in the 80s.
It's like a bank that never closes. It makes your life a little easier because anytime, any day of the year, it takes deposits, gives you cash.
And that's pretty much the same today, but to save on cost and attract a younger, plugged-in generation of customers, banks are finding new uses for the ATM that will change how we get our money. WFAE's Ben Bradford checks it out.
There's a drive-through ATM in the university area of Charlotte that looks pretty standard, but it's got an extra function. And I'm putting in my card, just like at a normal ATM. All right, putting in my PIN. And then I'm pushing a button that says speak with teller.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Welcome to Bank of America. My name is Carolina. How are you today?
The face of a woman wearing a headset sitting in front of a plain blue background flashes onto the ATM screen. She's in either Florida or Delaware, but we're video chatting.
Hey, I'm doing well. Can I get like ones and fives or just 20s?
Yes, you can get ones and fives.
Okay, can I get $26, please?
The teller remotely controls my ATM. All the details of my transaction pop up on the screen. I press confirm.
Okay, now in just a moment, your cash is going to be dispensed in front of you under my screen, followed by your receipt, okay?
All right, perfect.
And that's it. I thank Carolina, take my new bills, and drive off. Bank of America has installed these ATMs in Charlotte, New York, Boston, and a couple other cities in the past 6 months, with plans to expand further. Bank of America executive Rob Allback says a virtual teller does almost anything an in-person teller can, and they're on duty past bankers' hours.
Adding functionality. That's really what it comes down to. What additional things can they do for a consumer? And so this is probably the next big quantum step in that.
The top five U.S. banks have all entered the redesign the ATM game. Over the past 2 years, PNC Bank and Chase have both introduced ATMs that dispense $1 in $5 bills, getting a step closer to an actual automated teller. Wells Fargo's now show a custom display for each user based on their most common choices. Several banks are launching mobile apps so you can pre-order your money on the phone like a sandwich. Just stop by the ATM to pick it up when you're ready. It's all about attracting a new type of customer, says analyst Nancy Bush.
More and more, banks are dealing with a younger generation who don't wish to go into a branch, who are very technology savvy, and prefer to access banking products through technology.
Banks have already brought in customers by meeting them on their own technological terms. Pew Research Center reports more than a third of adults use mobile banking. That's double the number from 2011. More than half of us do at least some banking online. And that's all had a funny side effect.
I never have to be at a bank. Like, there's physically no reason for me to be there.
When 25-year-old Jeremy Lurie needs cash, he can get it at the gas station or the supermarket. And he can deposit checks with his smartphone.
You take the check out, you log into your banking details, and you click the button that says deposit check. You lay out the check flat, you take the picture, and it's done. And it's deposited.
So online and mobile banking have grown, but in-person transactions have dropped. Think about it. How often do you have to go inside your bank? Elizabeth Rouse tracks branches at the firm SNL Financial. She says about 3% of U.S. branches have closed in the past 4 years.
Now, as more and more people are turning to technology to do their banking, there just isn't the need for as many bank branches, and perhaps there were too many to begin with.
By closing, banks can save money on real estate, security, and staffing, but it sacrifices convenience, and that's where the new ATMs come in. They can mimic the teller at less than half the cost, which leaves just one problem for banks, analyst Nancy Bush says. They still want you inside.
They want you to be able to access services through technology. But they still see the branch as their biggest revenue generator.
The branch is where you set up accounts and apply for loans. So Wells Fargo, Chase, and Bank of America are testing out smaller boutique branches. Imagine the Apple Store for banking. The new ATMs replace traditional tellers. Attendants walk around with tablets where they can call up your bank account information and move money. And in the back, they still have desks for account and loan specialists. B of A's Allback says his industry is changing so quickly. These branches are one attempt to keep up.
And we're going to use that as a pilot to learn what works best and what doesn't. We are trying lots of different things. Some will be successful, some not. But that will help us to guide us in the future on where we want to go.
B of A opened its first of the new branches in Manhattan last week and plans to put another in Charlotte later this year. So ATMs will replace some tellers, and these small branches will replace some of their larger counterparts. But banking executives say traditional banks aren't going to disappear because some customers still prefer a real person to a video screen. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.